Hi, this is Christine Kinney for Esoterica, and today I'd like to talk with you about Cornell, as in Cornell University. Did you know that they've come out with proof that precognition exists and that you, yourself, are capable of it? That's how amazing you actually are. Professor Daryl Burm of Cornell recently completed research entitled Feeling the Future, Experimental Evidence for Anomalous Retroactive Influences on Cognition and Affect, presenting statistically significant empirical evidence that humans can perceive the future. Recently accepted for publication in the prestigious Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, Professor Bem's study involved over 1,000 Cornell students and 9 different experiments. Bem's studies and findings join the plethora of existing research demonstrating the existence of psi phenomena. That would be intuition, precognition, remote viewing, telekinesis, and so on. Indeed, contends researcher Paul Bernstein, Ph.D., in his paper Intuition, What Science Says So Far About How and Why Intuition Works, many decades of empirical work, quote, have earned its investigators the right to assert that several forms of intuition have been confirmed as real phenomena and are widespread among the populace, unquote. And I agree. The fact that mainstream media, from which the majority of us receive our information, is often reluctant to print these findings, even when respected academic journals bravely do, gives the impression that, and feeds the general misconception that, human psi capability does not exist. Yet given the huge well of anecdotal, experiential, and scientific evidence, it may be more logical to conclude that the reason we don't, at least as Westerners, see psi talents everywhere displayed, is that just like many human talents, psi ability operates unconsciously and is somewhat latent until the interest and passion of the individual possessing it is piqued. Once piqued, however, the talent is practiced and the individual makes progress, encouraged by their successes and learning from their failures, just like with any art or capability. Like playing the piano or shushing the slopes, a student of any given ability must possess the inclination and drive to keep at it if they wish to make headway. And it's only then, when they make some headway, that we can clearly see, measure, and acknowledge their talent. After all, we need to listen to only one piano concerto or view one Winter Olympics to know that we, as humans, are capable of achieving these feats. Yet the stubborn suspicion that psi ability is non-existent continues as a strong, but lessening, current in popular Western society. Though, if you are, for instance, Indian, Native American, or Tibetan, you are likely to view psi ability as a sense as natural as smell. But the proof is in the pudding, and the experiments and research into psi ability are hampered. Yes, by the usual things that plague good research, like methodology and replication, but this type has an additional disadvantage. Their test subjects are largely those who've never practiced consciously using the innate psi talent for which they're being tested. It's like trying to figure out if humans are capable of playing complex concertos by randomly testing people off the street who've never played a musical instrument, or maybe even seen one. Certainly, if I were a test subject in such a study, researchers would conclude that humans are not capable of playing concertos and cite my dismal performance as proof. And yet still, and amazingly, hundreds of studies have found the evidence, showing significant, statistically relevant results. Humans have psi ability. Scientific research has time and time again shown that we can accurately perceive the future, predict results and outcomes, read each other's minds, and locate hidden objects. And the U.S. federal government agrees. Look up Project Stargate the next time you're Googling. For over 20 years, the Stargate Project trained and utilized psychic spies for the military. The Russians had psychic spies, too. And they aren't the only ones. The Princeton Engineering Anomalies Research, better known as PAIR, Program established at Princeton University in 1979 by the Dean of the School of Engineering and Applied Science to pursue the interaction of human consciousness with physical devices, systems, and processes. Some very interesting stuff has come out of this lab. Oh, and then there's Stanford University's SRI lab, which studies and has found scientific evidence for the existence of clairvoyance, ESP, and psychokinesis. And then there's IONS, the Institute of Noetic Studies, founded by astronaut Edgar Mitchell, a pilot, engineer, and astronaut. He commanded Apollo 14 and was the sixth person to walk on the moon. IONS studies and supports scientific research into areas of human potential, including spontaneous remission of disease, meditation, consciousness, alternative healing practices, psychic abilities, and the survival of consciousness after bodily death. So, Cornell's recent findings of the human capability to successfully demonstrate psiability is not surprising, joining a plethora of research the world over which have confirmed the same thing. And now that you know that we as humans are capable of some pretty astounding things, including predicting the future, what now? Well, you could give it a try. You could give it a little practice and confirm for yourself the findings of Cornell, Princeton, Stanford, and the U.S. federal government. And chances are you will be amazed at how amazing you are. This is Christine Kinney for Esoterica. Thanks for listening.